Please rate, comment, and subscribe to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on iTunes. We are also available for download and streaming at www.okfairenoughpodcast.podbean.com. The show will no longer be available on Podomatic starting July 1st. We are also available on the Stitcher app. Please like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OK Fair Enough. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at OK Fair Enough Pod. And contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. In this episode, we discuss dads. Well, really more our dads, mostly. But I think our dads are in most other dads, really. Double entendre. We were getting ready for the alcohol episode, so we are drinking in this episode. And we actually have a special guest, Richard. And if you know me, you know Richard. His main goal is to make random background noise and not really participate, apparently. But fuck it, we're in his house, so what are you going to do? on a serious note, when we were recording this, I didn't realize it was coming out the day after the 4-year anniversary of my dad's death. And we have an episode of death coming up. And I didn't suggest dads or death. Sean did. This is weird. But basically, listen. Call your dad if you still have one. And if you don't, have a drink for him. Or for my dad, if your dad was a total piece of shit. Or have a drink with your dad or whatever. Do something nice for a dad you care about. Father's Day's coming up, for Christ's sake. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
Right. Solid.
Rock and roll. The topics that I have, I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah. I gotta drink some beer, because we have an alcohol episode after this one.
And you're behind, motherfucker.
I'm way behind.
Six behind currently.
Yes. That at current time, the beer score, Sean to Charlie, Sean 6, Charlie 0.
Like, yeah.
This is my first sip. Okay. Edward Baker will be so proud of his little boy.
Didn't ever raise a crook.
What was that? I never thought I'd raise a crook.
I didn't realize your dad was Jack Nicholson. That's awesome.
Jack Nicholson? Or Jack Nicholas?
Sure.
I think it's probably a mixture of both.
The bear. The golden bear.
Yeah, I actually have a dad impression.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
Which dad?
Mine.
Your dad.
Okay. My dad. And there's only going to be like a handful of people on the planet that get this, but it's two syllables. And I'll put it like this. One day, me and your brother were up in my dad's shit, and we were helping him do work around the house, gardening shit, because that was the only reason he was allowed to come over. And
that boy comes over here, he got to do some goddamn work.
I'll wrap it. That boy can come over. He's going to work.
Hey, you better bring some good weed.
No. My dad believed till his dying day that marijuana was both addictive and that you could overdose from it. Keep in mind, this is a man that was a microbiologist that worked for Merck Pharmaceutical for 30-some-odd years, and he believed this. But he was a brilliant man.
I don't deny that he's right. I just don't think that he's... I don't deny that he's wrong. I don't say that he's wrong. I just don't say that he's right either.
Fair enough. Yeah. Also, just so everybody knows, we have Richard as an observer tonight. He might chime in occasionally. You want to say hello, Richard?
All right.
Great
then.
Job, Richard. Thank you. What the fuck is it with that today?
Well, he was taking a swig, so that was a little off.
Fair enough. But no, your brother was up in the shed, and dad at that time, I forget what happened. At that time, my dad decided he needed to roll all of his cigarettes himself. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And we had stolen some tobacco.
So he didn't like marijuana, but he liked to roll his own cigarettes. He seems like he would be a perfect pothead.
He was really good at rolling a smoke. No doubt. He liked to smoke, just not anything that had any positive effects at all. But anyway, me and Booth have stolen some of the tobacco and some rolling papers. We're up at the shed, and Booth and your brother's up there fucking trying to roll up a cigarette, and he's trying and failing and ripping them apart. One was completely flat. And he's like, go check, see if your dad's coming. I was like, okay. And I went behind the shed, and I was just kind of like... Charlie! And I walked around the side, and your brother just sitting there, the look on his face, like, I am so fucking busted. That was my dad. That was my dad.
Nice.
Yeah. So we do have Father's Day's coming up, so I guess we should talk about dads.
Yeah.
And there's one question that I was thinking about. I want to know your opinion on it.
Okay.
Who is the worst father in history?
I mean, that's fairly subjective.
You think about this too, but, Richard.
I mean, you're talking billions and billions of people. Like, you're supposed to pick one.
Okay. Well, who's the best quarterback in history? Well, there have been billions and billions of quarterbacks that never, well, I mean, not billions, twos of quarterbacks that may have never played in the NFL. That could have been great quarterbacks. Now, I've got either Genghis Khan or Desmond Hatchett.
He did father a lot of fucking kids.
A lot of people.
Mostly through rape. Who the fuck is Desmond Hatchett?
Desmond Hatchett is the gentleman that has 30 children, does not have anything to do with any of their lives, African-American gentleman.
Okay.
And he pays, I believe, $1.49 a month to each kid in child support because he's unemployed. They can't charge you past a certain amount. You haven't heard of this guy?
No.
He got busted when he had like in the low 20s of kids. And they said, you know, how do you feel about this information coming out about you? He goes, I don't like it. And they were like, yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. And he was just kind of like, actually, I'm really more afraid that there are more mothers out there that have my kids that haven't been able to find me. So y'all just got my ass dragged into court a few more times. He's up. The verified number of children by him is now 30.
Okay, that's a horrible piece of shit human being. But you're fucking gauging that against like people who have like chained their daughters in the basement and probably fucked them for 20 years.
I don't see what's so wrong with that. I don't understand.
I forgot that is Charles Baker.
Yeah,
I forgot to say that.
Yeah, yeah. Introduce.
But I mean, there's gotta be like, I mean, sure, Genghis Khan was probably a horrible human being
and a pretty bad father,
maybe. I mean, but did he ever actually interact with his children, or were they
doubtful?
Just kind of there? Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so is an absent father worse than a father who would beat their kid or rape their kid, or
at least he's paying attention to you?
Inject crack into the fontanella of a baby, or
well, that at least they're being a part of the kid's lives.
Yeah.
They're not being deadbeats.
He's teaching them about sex. That's what No, I mean, I would think that the worst would be whoever fucked their kid up the most. I don't think being an absent father would fuck him up nearly as bad as
just being a horrible piece of shit human
being. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I think if you have 30 kids who don't have a father in their life, they from one guy.
Yeah.
I think that collectively could be... That's enough for a riot. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
He's a horrible human being because he's overpopulating the fucking planet.
Yeah.
That's a different problem.
He's fucking all. And Genghis Khan is a reason that a lot of Chinese people are here because of Genghis Khan.
What was the number? Like 40% of the world's population traces their lineage back to Genghis Khan?
I don't think it's 40.
It's high. It might be higher than that.
I don't think it's of the world. I think it's of Chinese.
I don't know.
I read an article about it not that long ago. If the number was 4%, that would be shocking.
No, it's much higher. I can almost guarantee you it's much higher.
Hey, Richard, do you feel like doing some fact checking?
I agree with him. Because all those, just those few that he produced, all of their offspring.
Yeah.
All of their offspring.
So you think it's going to be 40% of the world?
It's at least 20.
If you go back 8 generations, you're talking like... probably, you know, thousands of people within that time period. Just okay, you got two grandparents, or you got two parents.
Yeah.
Four grandparents.
I know how reproduction works.
You know how you multiply two every time, it doubles, it doubles, it doubles. Eventually you're getting a very large number. Genghis Khan was what? 300, 600 AD, something like that. I don't know the exact time period of him.
I think he had to come in like 6 different women a day.
Probably did.
A light day.
Hey, there's no...
Tired from murdering. Bring me 8 things to rape.
There's no better way to subjugate your enemy than to fuck him in the ass.
And he did all that shit. That is a conquest someday shall be a topic. And we'll bring up Genghis Khan then.
Yeah. And your mother. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see.
It's about cats. It's about cats. And their old sagging balls walking down the hallway nude.
The one thing I remember personally about my father is growing up, he was huge with... He loved making these projects. He was like this huge dreamer. He would always talk about like one of the ones he would always talk about. He wanted to start his own campground. Like he loved going camping. He loved going camping, which that was great times. We loved going camping with him too.
Sure,
but he always wanted to like, oh, I want to retire. I want to have this huge campground, and that's going to be my whole thing.
Are they in an apartment now?
They're in a house. Oh, good. I mean, they rent it. I mean, I feel so bad for their situation because I can't really help them.
No,
you know, at this point in my life, I'm not financially equipped to barely help myself.
Well,
but
agreed.
You know,
I remember like your dad always had these making money schemes.
He would always, but see, that's the thing. They were very short-sighted, though.
Yeah,
that he even talks about. He still does the same thing. He's 60s.
Is he trying almost to sell carvings of wood owls still?
He was doing that for a while. Now his whole thing, he takes old picture frames and turns them into clocks. And like does the lacquer, like epoxy lacquer. He actually gave me one from both. It looks kind of cool from far away. Yeah. When you get too close, you realize how in like the imperfections. But it doesn't. It's not horrible.
Well, there are much worse vices.
Absolutely.
You could be he could have been like my dad and be addicted to being dead.
Yeah.
No. Oh, come on. That's kind of funny.
It's funny, but I didn't want to laugh.
That's all right. He doesn't know you're doing it.
Fair enough. But I mean, like the thing with
my biggest, he did one.
He tried to do
rabbits.
He tried to do the whole thing, and yeah, he had a lot of those different things.
A lot of really, yeah.
The one, but like a lot of people will always bring up like his vehicles. You remember the ambulance?
Of course, I remember the ambulance. Of course.
He took an old ambulance bus or van.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe actually Chris had exchanged the oxygen system for marijuana.
No,
we never
went through with it.
Oh, you never did.
There was talk.
Somebody
damn near got out a pen and tried to write something up.
No, was that Mr. Baker?
No. You have no idea how anti-drug my dad was.
No, I was talking about
extremely
you,
pro. Oh.
You're Mr. Baker.
No, not when we're talking about dads. No, I'm not.
This is a little off topic, but there was one time you had called up and you were asking for Chris, and this was right after my balls started dropping. And I answered the phone, and you were like, "Hello, Mr. Booth. Can I speak to Chris?" And I was like, "Well, I guess technically I am Mr. Booth."
Oh, geez. No, I don't remember that at all. No. I should have known it wasn't you when you didn't sound like an old goat. That was basically our impression of your dad growing up.
A goat?
It was like, ow, my knee!
That was definitely his catchphrase.
Yes.
Well, in all fairness,
I read your notes.
living with a fucked up knee for the last 7-8 years, I actually feel sorry for him at this point, because like, I know what he went through at this point in my life.
Can I tell you one story of my dad being kind of a badass?
You can't. With his knee? That's not what this whole story
with
is
with his
about.
Knee, though? But it's with his knee.
Okay.
It's neither here nor there. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry. That's why
you have a gun, possibly.
Yeah. No. He's got one. Don't. If he sees me as a problem, he'll take me out. If Richard sees me as a problem, he will take me out. Don't fucking encourage him. One day, I came home on the bus from school, and I go down the hill of my driveway, and I see my dad pushing a rototiller, mm-hmm. one hand on the tiller, one hand on a cane.
I think you were going to say his penis, but okay.
That's what he called his penis. It was his cane.
Is it his third femur?
I'll tell you, man. I hated Fridays when I had to shellac his cane.
Oh, jeez.
That was... Some kids got to
put
go to...
Put more spit on it, boy!
Put some elbow grease in that there cane, boy! Ain't gonna shellac itself.
Wow.
God damn it.
All right, continue about his cane.
I don't know if I can. So he's walking around on his cock, right? No.
My God, you're a truck one.
Yeah, no, he's walking on a cane and pushing a rototiller. And I walk up and I go, "Dad, what happened?" And he goes, go inside, ask your mother. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, she rode the shit out of him.
No. This, just remember, he was pushing a rototiller with a cane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I go inside and I go, "Mom, what happened to Dad?" She's like, "I don't want to talk about it." And I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" And for a minute, I'm like, "Mom stabbed Dad." You know, like, oh my God, what's going on? Finally, about an hour later, I find out what happened. Dad, at this point, my dad was 65 years old. Now, my dad was 50 when I was born, and he is my actual dad. This isn't a situation where, like, my sister got pregnant. My parents raised me, think as one of their own.
Well, what's funny is Eleanor, her dad is pushing 90 right now.
No shit.
Yeah, he was 57, 58 when she was
born. Oh, and then her and I have many things to talk about.
Yeah.
Along with what her labia looks like.
Yeah.
But no. So I finally found out what happened was dad was, earlier in the day, dad was tilling up or was going to be a rose garden.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he lost his balance and he pulled the rototiller over on him. And one of the rototiller tines went through his knee. Yes. Now, Sean.
Ow.
Yes. Sean's face was frozen in fear. I need to make that perfectly clear.
My knee hurts so bad right now.
So he apparently stayed outside and yelled for my mother for 45 minutes. Excuse me, I'm burping, so I'm drinking beer. And my mother didn't hear him, because why should she? She finally comes out. He gets mad at her. She insists they call the ambulance. He won't do it. I don't need no doctor. Just yank my leg out of all of this thing. Like, he was just like, just pull it out. Get an ace bandage. We'll be fine. And so finally, mom, like, okay, you have to go to the hospital, this whole thing. And I come home to him pushing a rototiller, walking on a cane.
That's hardcore.
That's, yeah. I'm not that guy. My kids see me hit my thumb with a hammer. Fuck it. Projects are done for the day. Daddy's done.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's a funny thing you talk about. You talk about how you're nothing like your father.
Nothing at all.
The one thing I worry about
is... Not in a bad way or a good way. I'm just not.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a little bit too much like my father sometimes. There's a picture that he has. It was this senior picture. And he has it on the little, other than the fact that he has jet black hair and mine's not anywhere.
Yeah.
There's actually an uncanny resemblance between my senior picture and his. It's kind of strange. I'm like, wow.
I look a lot more
like him than, well, you're thinking of my dad now.
Strip down to your tidy whities. I probably met him when he was around 30.
Yeah.
I guess. No,
my dad was 37.
That's true. That would make your oldest sister like he was 14.
No, he would have been in his mid 40s before you had met him. Because early 40s. Because he was 37 when I was born. So.
Okay.
So okay. I would have been so around 5 or 6.
He was actually my age when you were born.
Yeah.
Maybe I should strip down to my tidy whities. Why do dads just think that they... this too.
Dude, I mean, if I had a house, and I wouldn't give a fuck. At that point, you're like...
But in front of other people's children?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a different time also. Like, you didn't have to worry about... there wasn't, like, a big stigma about being naked. I mean, he wasn't really even naked. He was in his underwear.
Yes. But,
They didn't leave much to imagination.
I'm just saying, when you have company, put on your good underwear if you're just going to parade around in your underwear.
He would put on his robe, he would just leave it open.
Yes, he did. I saw his da and his D.
Yeah, it didn't stop at you and Chris's friends.
I'm sure.
It continued on until I was out of the fucking
house. It was really weird.
Which was actually after Chris, but
it was really weird when around D's friends, his underwears would be crotchless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Assless chaps.
No, my dad walked around in his underwear all the fucking time. I remember one time he had been 65, 66 years old.
Yeah.
I may or may not have been under the influence of illegal drugs at the time.
Yeah. I'm sure you were.
Well, we'll just leave it up to the imagination. I probably was. But anyway, one night I hear something in the hallway, and I go out, and I open my door, and it's my dad, completely naked, just walking down the hallway, like it was no big thing. She's like,
hey, Charlie.
Hey, boy. Look at this thing I'm slinging around.
You want to smack my cane again?
Oh, God. And then I kicked him in the knee. Uh-huh. It did not work.
No.
Yeah. I'll put it like this. Jesus could walk on water, but Edward Baker could swim through land. That's actually a Chuck Norris joke.
That sounded familiar. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how was he for, like, when you were growing up? Now, obviously, he was much older than my father. Like, the one thing about my dad is, like, for all his faults, like, he had a lot of issues financially.
He had his flaws.
Yeah. But he always
genuinely gave a shit about other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, early on, when my brother was growing up, it was part of the reason why my brother had a little bit of a rough childhood. He was an alcoholic and had some issues. But
I found that out the other day. Mm-hmm. Not through you or anyone in your family. I'm not going to say. Hmm. Tell me, like, but yeah, did you know that his dad's a recovering alcoholic? I was just like, Bullshit.
See, that's the weird part. I don't think of it that way because I literally have maybe seen him drink one or two beers my entire life.
Really? And I was up to 3 wine coolers a day.
No, that was my mom. But that was on top of the lewds and everything. But
your mom was into lewds?
It's a long joke.
I was about to say, it really would have explained a lot of things if your mom's fucking demon was lewds.
Yeah, they would definitely make a lot of sense. But no, I mean, he had some issues going on. I mean, he would get off work, and on his way home, he'd grab a six-pack and finish it before he got home. Like, I mean, you know, that was his daily routine. And he was a piece of shit that liked to beat my brother on a regular occasion. But,
really?
But I don't know when it happened.
I did see your dad smack the bejesus out of your brother once in the middle of a Boy Scout meeting.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. But see, I never really experienced his wrath. I mean, he spanked me a couple times.
Sure.
He never open fist hit or open hand or closed hand hit me or anything like really severe. At least nothing that I didn't deserve.
I did see, the meanest thing or not mean or anything, but the one time I saw your dad lose his shit with you was, to be honest, I was on your dad's side.
Well, I was a piece of shit.
Well, you were like 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And 10-year-olds fucking suck. Yeah. I have a 9-year-old. She sucks. I love her. She makes my life better, but I regret everything that leads to her existing. every decision I made that leads to her existence.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm catching up. Yeah. All right. I just got some spray on my forehead.
Yeah.
But no, I remember like your dad got the van. Like you guys had for a while owned this like shitty white van, and it wasn't the school bus, and it wasn't the ambulance.
Was it the blue and white one? The 15 passenger one?
It was something like that. Okay. Yeah. It was that style.
Yeah.
And
that was one of the first people.
And your sister and her ex husband, do not speak his name. Piece of shit. That was be his name. You piece of shit. The van got. They were moving into this new home, and the van got stuck in the mud. And your dad was desperately trying to figure out how the fuck to get it out of the mud. And you kept walking up going, hey, Dad, how's it going? Are we almost done? Hey, what are you doing? And you were asking questions because you were interested.
Yeah.
But that's not what he needed at the time. And as a dad, I totally fucking get it. and he just goes, Sean, please! And you just okay. And you kind of got a little weepy because you were 10. Hey, it doesn't make you a bitch that you cried when you were 10.
I still cry.
Do you?
No. Not really.
You bitch. No, I'm kidding. I still cry. But anyway.
Only when she grabs her
But I remember in that moment, even as I was like 15, 16 years old, just going like, Nah, Sean was being a pain in the ass.
Get the fuck out of
here. I get it. That was like the most thing I ever saw him do because you were overall a pretty good kid.
No, I wasn't horrible. I'll say
pretty
that
much. Good kid.
Look
at the other boy you raised.
Well, I mean, if you look at the other kids not to take anything away from Becky was a great kid. But
I love Becky.
You know, they obviously met. That was the great part about being the fourth child.
At that point, they didn't give a shit.
I got to see, that too, and I got to see all the mistakes that everybody else made. I'm like, I just don't have to do that. I'm good. Well, I mean, that was the cool part. Like, very rarely did I ever have to ask to do something.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, I'm going to go to Steve's house, or I'm going to go down the street. It was never, hey, can I? It was, I'm going to go.
You know, that was one thing that blew my mind, the way my dad worked versus your dad. It was never, hey, I'm going here.
Yeah.
It was. I remember one summer, he was paying me $4 an hour. Big money in 1993 when you...
Well, that was probably minimum wage back then, at least.
$4.25 was minimum wage.
Yeah.
And I got it tax-free. Oh, God, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, fuck. IRS.
Here comes the helicopters. But, yeah, and I remember one time I was just like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my friend Curtis tomorrow. And he goes, no, you're not. And I went, why? He goes, you're working. And I was like, yeah, no, right, but I'm going to go do this instead. And he told me, you have to give me a 2-week notice for anything that you want to do. And I was like, what? And that's why I tell him, I was like, you do realize I go to Boy Scout camp in 5 days. And he just goes, no, you're not.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what? And then that's when mom swoops in, smooths things over, takes two people who are very hard-headed and butt them a lot, and smooths it all out. That's the relationship that I have with my wife and my kids. There are times where I'm just like, God damn it, just be fucking still! And I can't say, at least 4 of those words. So I just go, jeez Louise, guys, would you just be freaking... and still, dag nabbit cock! Yeah. Well, there are times my head is going to explode from dealing with these little fucking monsters. I don't love them at all. No, I'm kidding. I love them. They're nice.
Absolutely. Now there were some experience that I had that were negative, and
I think everybody has at least one or two things with their dads that really sticks out, kind of traumatizing. Or
well, I mean, the one I can really
sticks with you in your head.
Yeah, I mean, there were some. I mean, like I said, there were some spankings, and I deserved most of them. But the one of the things that really kind of gets me, and this is, and you can have your own opinion on this. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But
should you blow your father? Yeah, I think you should. No, go on.
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, maybe. It depends on if it's his birthday or not.
Share a beer with him.
Definitely share a beer. Although I never did. That's a different story.
Okay.
Go on. Alcohol.
Yeah. Excuse me. Caught up. God damn.
Yeah, you need to hurry the fuck up. But there was this one time. Right after high school, he was delivering bread. And see, this was one of his grand schemes. He was his own independent contractor, quote unquote, working for a bread company delivering bread. And so, like, he had bought his route and but he ended up losing fucking money because that was right near the time my grandmother died.
Yeah, I remember his mom.
And so he got this huge settlement. Other than the fact that I got my wisdom teeth removed because I had an abscess and I had to, or I was going to be in fucking bad shape, all that money got blown on this bread route because he wasn't making any money. And he was working 60 hours a week.
He worked
with
constantly.
Me. Well, because he had me working for him, but he was paying me way too much. Like, there's no reason I should have been making. I think I was making like $250 a week, which for somebody right out of high school at that time.
You graduated about 2002?
2003.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great, but I didn't do much work. I worked like three or 4 hours a day. And
I work about 4 hours a day, and I make more than $250 a day. Don't want to brag. $250 a week.
A week?
I make $255 a week.
All right, yeah. Don't interrupt me again.
I now see what kind of drunk you are. Now I know why you're drinking glass bottles.
Motherfucker.
One of those ended up in my neck.
I'm going to stab a bitch.
Go on about your precious bread root.
Anyway, he was just happy to have help at that point because he had been working his ass off for so long. He was like, just fucking take my money. Yeah. I don't want to work this goddamn much. But anyway, there was one day we were at this one stop and I was working with him and these two Jehovah's Witnesses come up and start talking to us. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, my father he's a pretty
Baptist.
Hardcore Christian. Now he actually was not Lutheran. What was it? Falmouth was I don't remember what it was called. He went to a Baptist church.
Basically, he's a Christian. He believes in God. He believes in Jesus, and he goes to the church that makes him feel the most well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's the way my dad did it too. My dad was deeply religious as well.
As far as Latter Day Saints, I don't know what the difference between LDS and Mormon is. I know there is a slight difference, but anyway, apparently they don't believe in Jesus, or they do. Anyway, this was the whole thing. They came up and approached us. Now, the appropriate thing to do...
Jehovah's Witness has nothing to do with Mormonism. Different thing entirely.
Okay, Jehovah's Witness, LDS. Those are...
LDS, Mormon.
Latter-day Saints.
LDS and Mormon.
I don't fucking... Dude, I can't keep track of all those goddamn things. Personally, it's all gooblygock to me.
It's not even gobbledygook. It's gooblygock.
Okay.
What the fuck? Go on.
The point was... They come up, all you have to do is say, no thanks, and if they wanted to continue talking, you could say, please go away, we have nothing to talk about.
Right.
His response was...
To show them his nipples.
I almost used my dad with a Russian accent, even though...
No, do it with a Russian accent.
you don't believe in blah, 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 so therefore... Like, he started berating these guys who were maybe... 17, 18 years old tops, if that.
For no good reason.
For no good reason. Like, he could have easily just let them fucking walk. And they were the nicest
people. Liked.
And it was just, like, I was so pissed off at him. And I was like, Dad, what the fuck was that? Like, you could have, and I think I was 18 or 19 at the time.
Yeah.
And, of course, full of myself at the time, obviously. Right. And I was just
back
like...
Back when you knew everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I still do. But
just so you know, 20 years from now, you're just going to look back now and say... That was back when I thought I knew everything.
Oh, absolutely. No, I know.
By then, you will know everything. Just so
no,
you know.
Probably not. But but anyway, like I basically just told him off. I was like, that was fucking pointless and stupid, and you just wasted energy
for no good reason.
And that was one of the few times where I actually kind of like had a negative response to my father, and I don't know why it sticks with me to this day. Maybe it's because I am fairly non-religious and pretty adamant about it at this point. So it sticks with me.
So like that's the first time you were disappointed in your father.
Well, kind of. Yeah, because I really didn't know what disappointment was prior to that.
Yeah, it was just he was always your dad.
Yeah.
Flawed. But like you make mistakes, I get it.
Yeah, I didn't have the capacity.
This
to
was one where it was that was completely unnecessary. Yeah. Like the first time you ever,
was,
really
I think it was the first time
go,
I realized he was human. I guess maybe that's the best way to put it. Or I realized that you know he obviously has his issues.
But. I think the one time I was really the only time I can really think of where I was truly just really disappointed in my dad. We're good. Is there used to be a disgusting restaurant. Called the Patrick Henry Inn. Right.
Well, this must have been prior.
I'll put it like this. This is how good a restaurant it was. In Louisa, you don't really have these shop... At the time, you didn't have these shopping centers that were square. You know what I mean? Where, there's a shop on every side. You had the front of... It was a store front. There was no store sides or store back. Yeah. It was a store front. This particular restaurant was on the side of the Family Dollar.
Okay. So you can imagine the quality of the food.
Yeah. Now, granted, decor, very nice. The menu, borderline impressive.
Was it actually the inside of a woman's vagina? Was that the whole building?
No. I can't even think of a witty comeback to that. But I found out a few years later that apparently what happened was Dad had a few belts before he went in.
Belts?
Shots.
Of
drinks.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard somebody refer to... Richard, if I told you Dad had a few belts before he went in there, what would you assume a belt was?
A drink.
A drink.
I mean, that was my first thought, but it didn't make any sense because I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah, no.
I thought he was like into dominatrix or something. You know?
No. I'll put it like this. This is how hardcore my dad was. I had to plan a bachelor party when I was 18 years old because one of my friends, who probably is never going to listen to this, but maybe a guest someday, and I'll discuss that with you sometime. Okay. I was the best man at his god-awfully horrible idea wedding. And
I guess he's not married to this particular person.
No. That was the longest no ever.
A couple more O's on that one?
Yeah. Okay, you asked for it. No. No. But anyway, I went to my dad and I was just like, I got to plan a bachelor party for him. I don't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. And Dad goes, well, might want to get yourself a projector and rent yourself up some X-rated movies. And I was like, in my mind, I was just like, just once in my life, I wanted to know that you were just like, oh, go get a stripper. Here's her name. Name's Nancy. That's good work. Now, granted, she's in her 60s now, but she can still shake it around.
And she does save that bush.
Yeah, she does. She'll let you put it in, turn it around, bring it out, pop it in, and rip it up. I don't know what he was talking about to this day. Actually, all right. Okay, can I tell you? I got to tell you one story.
You got to finish that story.
What was
that the end of the story?
Oh, no, the restaurant. Basically, the food was terrible. The food was terrible. It was truly just...
That was
just
my brain being hurt.
Well, sorry. You gave me beer. He hated the food so much, he stayed after we ate and literally yelled at the manager slash owner of the place for 20 minutes in front of everybody that was there. While my mother and I sat out in the car because we were so embarrassed we had to leave. And I remember like 20 minutes in, I was just like, Ma, look, how about I just go get him? And she just goes, you really want to talk to him right now? And I went, oh, okay, never mind. Here's the thing about how my dad saw eating out. This is definitely a generational thing. I remember the first time I ever went out to eat somewhere where I had to wear a suit and a tie. I was blown away because it was the first time in my life there were waitresses and there were menus. A really small little bistro in Jersey. I think it was only in Jersey. Maybe not. It might be a bigger, I don't know, called Denny's. You ever eaten at Denny's, Sean? He made me put
Many
on
a drunk night.
He made me put on a suit and tie to go eat at Denny's. Dad was a different kind of dude.
That's for damn
He was an adult when it was normal to wear a suit and tie and a fedora if you were getting on a plane.
So he was like, he was one of those dudes that went out and hung out in the easy, what is that thing called? The easy, help me out here. The easy,
Riders?
No. This is where you gotta like knock three times and have a special password or whatever.
The Masonics?
Son of a bitch. You suck. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Continue.
Okay. He was a Mason. He was a member of the Illuminati.
I think you've told me this before. The Masons, yeah.
How do you think I know so many secrets about... No, I'm kidding. I don't know about anything.
Just the anal probing, though.
There is one thing that I wrote down that I have to get out.
Okay.
Because since we talk about porn, we got to bring it back. Have you ever heard of a classic piece of pornographic film called Taboo 2? The sequel to Taboo.
I can only imagine...
It's incest porn. Now, it's not real moms and dads. They're actors and actresses. But it is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Daughter sneaks in, crawls into bed with dad. He goes, oh, honey. Oh, no. What are you? Oh, you're putting that in your mouth? Oh, honey. No, please. Okay, go ahead. That is as much fight as he puts up. I will put at the end of this episode the theme song for Taboo 2. They created soundtracks back in the day, specifically with lyrics. And Richard, isn't it's the greatest thing ever, am I right?
It's funny.
Thank you, Richard. He said it's funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah. So, what else?
I mean, I've seen a lot of the, like, stepdad things are kind of funny. There's actually this one...
This was not stepdad or stepmom.
No, I know. I know the whole premise
of it. That is kind of nice, though, knowing that porn just kind of said, oh, wow, we went too far.
Yeah.
Stepbrother, stepsister, stepmom, stepdad, that's fine.
There was this one where the daughter has her friend over and like the mom is fucking this their stephusband or what or their stepfather.
Yeah.
The girl's stepfather and he like takes Viagra and fucks the shit out of her and then what?
I probably should just mention I'm packing a pack of cigarettes. That's what
he's actually masturbating. He's lying.
I am not. Look at me. Don't break eye contact.
Oh, God damn
Look
it,
at
Charles.
Me. Look at me. Oh. Look at me. I'm done.
Got it in my eye.
Yep.
Yeah, you can cut that part out. No, we're not. But yeah, no, it's yeah, it's interesting. I might have to check that out, that Taboo.
I don't know if you should. But I don't know if you should now, but it is funny.
Well, you can't. It's like when you sent me that goatee thing. I'm going to look at it. Or the amputee midget porn. I'm going to look at it. I might not actually be interested in it sexually, but it will interest me from a physiological standpoint.
You ever
be like, how is that possible?
You ever been shamed by something someone else said? They were like... No, that when you're like, I looked at the goatee and the midget porn, I'm just like, oh god, I actually did that.
Yeah. Yeah, you sent that to me.
Yes.
You tried to disturb me and you failed miserably.
Horribly. Yeah. And I'm a man raising children talking about this shit. Jesus Christ.
Ah, I got this.
Well, that's the show. Thanks very much for listening. The next episode, June the 3rd, is the alcohol episode. Fair warning, it gets weird. I haven't really listened to it yet, so I don't know what you guys are getting. Hopefully it's funny. Please rate, comment, and subscribe to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on iTunes. We're also available for download and streaming at okfairenoughpodcast.podbean, like string bean, greenbean.com. The show will no longer be available on Podomatic starting July 1st, and we're also available on the Stitcher app. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/okfairenough. Follow us on Twitter at okfairenoughpod, and contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks you guys so much for listening to this show. Like I say every week, we'll keep making them as long as you keep listening to them, and the best way to get this show out to other people is to tell someone. Share us on Facebook. Tell a friend. Tie a friend down to your couch and make them listen to everything. And if they don't laugh, you start slapping them. New episodes are being recorded on May 30th, and we're going to be discussing in future episodes masturbation, high school, toys, and death. And I kind of think all those are weirdly interrelated somehow. Stay tuned for the theme to Taboo 2. I promised it when we recorded this a week ago. Thanks, guys. We will keep making this show as long as you keep listening to it. And hands down, the best way you can make this show even better is by telling people about it. Share this show with a friend. Thanks, guys.
Well, maybe.
He has it all, yes, he does. He knows how to please in every detail. He can do more than you'd ever imagine and do it with style. He does it with me, oh, yes, he does. I know that you thought. Satisfies me. If you only knew just what he could do, you'd want him to. If you only